Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of leadership and management news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Perfect moment bolsters leadership with top execs from rival Canada Goose. What could the future hold? Perfect Moment Limited is enhancing its leadership team with top executives from rival Canada Goose, aiming to capitalize on the growing luxury fashion and goods segment. With the global luxury industry experiencing a slowdown in demand, Perfect Moment is strategically positioning itself for future growth. By hiring industry veterans like Chathwira Singhe and Vittorio Giacomelli, the company is focusing on operational efficiency and production quality. Additionally, Perfect Moment is shifting towards a more direct-to-consumer business model, following in the footsteps of Canada Goose. This approach allows for greater brand control, higher profit margins, and a more personalized customer experience. As the luxury goods market continues to evolve, Perfect Moment is adapting its strategy to appeal to consumers seeking both technical excellence and exclusivity in their luxury purchases.
Velocity Global appoints James Loftus as Chief Financial Officer. Velocity Global, the leading provider of employer of record, EOR, has appointed James Loftus as Chief Financial Officer. Loftus, with over 20 years of experience in fintech, M&A, and venture capital, will play a crucial role in shaping the financial and corporate strategy of Velocity Global. As the CEO, Francoise Brewer, stated, James's expertise in scaling high-growth businesses will be instrumental in leading the employer of record category. With a background in leading high-performing teams and serving as a strategic advisor to startups, Loftus is excited to contribute to Velocity Global's mission of empowering growing companies with global workforce solutions. We look forward to seeing how his leadership will further expand the business and deliver seamless, compliant solutions to clients worldwide.
Westlane Partners welcomes Rita Salas, former Chief Investment Officer of New York City's pension system, as Senior Advisor. Westlane Partners, a private equity firm focused on special situations in the middle market, has announced the addition of Rita Salas as a Senior Advisor. Ms. Salas, the former Chief Investment Officer of New York City's $100 billion pension system, brings decades of leadership in public and private sector finance. Her expertise in navigating high-stakes environments will support Westlane's focus on executing special situations across the middle market. With a background in finance and a track record of success, Ms. Salas's strategic judgment and operational discipline will be invaluable to the firm. For more information, visit Westlane Partners' website.
Opus Virtual Offices helps business coaches launch and scale client success. Opus Virtual Offices is helping business coaches nationwide guide their clients towards success. With over 650 locations, Opus offers entrepreneurs a cost-effective way to build credibility and reach new markets without the need for a physical office. One attorney expanded his law firm with the help of a business coach using an Opus Virtual Office to establish a local presence in Orlando. Opus CEO Yori Galel stated, "Our mission is to empower entrepreneurs and be the trusted resource for business coaches." Opus Virtual Offices provides coaches with a reliable tool to assist their clients in launching and scaling their businesses, offering services like live receptionists, corporate mailing addresses, and business phone lines for a low monthly rate of $99.
Nancy Foran Pinzon joins PPAC Private Bank and Trust. Nancy Foran Pinzon has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as a Senior Managing Director and Group Director in the Commercial Banking Division. With experience at Flagstar Bank and Fleet Bank, Nancy brings a wealth of knowledge to the team. She will be based in Melville, New York, and will help grow PPAC Private in Long Island and the tri-state area. PPAC, Gladstone Financial Corporation, the bank's holding company, has total assets of $7.1 billion and offers a client-centric approach to banking, wealth management, investment banking, and more. For more information, visit the company's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.